Lieutenant Ken Harbaugh is a Navy pilot who also teaches at a military college. He knows that some of his students may be sent into combat, and he's doing his part to be sure that they're ready when the time comes.
Tomorrow, I'm going to tell my students why killing isn't funny. A few weeks into the first semester, I showed a bombing reel in which a TV-guided missile strikes an enemy anti-aircraft site. The recorded video is what the weapon actually sees as the pilot guides it remotely into its target. CNN doesn't get clips like this. The last few frames showed a person trying to run away, then static as the missile struck. My students laughed. Understand, they've never yet killed anyone. They haven't even seen someone die in combat. In their world, death is Wile E. Coyote getting schwacked by an anvil, or the head zombie in Doom getting blasted by a chain gun. That's meant to be entertaining. I hope none of my students ever has to kill, but that's unlikely. Part of my job is preparing them for the possibility. Tomorrow, I want to show them what it really means to take a human life. So how am I going to counter 18 years of conditioning with one 50-minute lecture? For some time, I've been saving pictures of enemy casualties. My students will see what happens after the missile hits. It's not just static. Some of these torn-up bodies, they're just kids in uniform, like the students I teach. What's funny about that? I'll roll the bombing reel again, the one that ends with the man trying to run away. We did that, Americans. Someday you may have to as well, I'll tell them. But pull that trigger because you must, not because you enjoy it. And God forbid you ever laugh about it. I'll end my lesson with this quote from an American GI. Just outside the village, there was this big pile of bodies. This really tiny little kid, he had only a shirt on, nothing else. He came over to the pile and held the hand of one of the dead. One of the GIs behind me dropped into a kneeling position, 30 meters from this kid, and killed him with a single shot. That was Vietnam, 1968, a village named My Lai. We massacred hundreds there. The GIs who did most of the killing were not much older than my students. Some of them reportedly laughed. Where I once practiced violence, now I must teach it. I cannot, in good conscience, leave it there. True, most of the people the U.S. military now kills die at the end of a joystick. It's important that my students see the gunman's perspective, those sterile black and white videos, but I cannot leave them thinking that's it. They have got to see the aftermath, the human toll. It's not a cartoon. It's not a game. And it sure as hell isn't funny.
Lieutenant Ken Harbaugh teaches at the Citadel in Charleston, South Carolina.